One particularly popular and now widespread algorithm is used at the point of arrest to make bail decisions. And conceptually, it's a pretty simple idea. A defendant who's been charged with a crime, information is extracted from them and is fed into a computer algorithm. And that computer algorithm outputs a risk factor. And that risk factor is meant to quantify the likelihood that that person will commit a crime in the future. Think of a really simple version of the Minority Report, without the creepy people in the pools. And if you are assessed to be high risk, well, then the judge may deny bail, and you will be held in prison awaiting trial. And if you are assessed to be low risk, then you may be released pending trial. Now, in 2016, investigative journalists from ProPublica published a troubling report on one particularly popular and widespread predictive algorithm that is used in the courts around this country. And what they found is that this particular algorithm was significantly disadvantageous to black defendants. What they found is that if you were a black defendant, you are nearly twice as likely to be predicted as reoffending when you did not. That happened 44% of the time if you were black, and only 23% of the time if you are white. That is a staggering difference. And at the same time, you were almost twice as likely to be predicted as not offending when in fact you did if you were white as compared to black. That happened 47% of the time versus 28% of the time. So in other words, the algorithm is biased to black defendants, against black defendants.